Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show where you can take control of the airwaves. You can call in and talk about anything you want. The number for you is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With me in the studio tonight, you've got your host, Bonnie.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And Joa.
And normally we'd have Matt here, but he's off at WooFest.
What is WooFest?
Well, it's technically called the Light and Liberty Festival. It's going on at Rogers Campground, where we have Pork Fest and Fork Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for libertarians who are of the more spiritual or woo mindset. Woo-woo, I guess. That's like an insult, but they took it back.
So, like, this includes people who might believe in aliens to folks who are maybe of a new age, spiritual kind of religious mindset to Bigfoot. What's the range?
Healing
here?
Crystals.
Crystals? Are there crystals there?
All that stuff is going on there.
I mean, you don't know. You've never been, but...
Well, I'm in the chat because I was thinking about going, but I didn't want to go.
So it's kind of like a smaller Porcupine Freedom Festival with people who are of a liberty mindset, but they also have these other beliefs. Right?
Yeah, Matt, whenever he talks about it, he's always saying that one thing that annoys him is just like he's had psychic experiences his whole life, mm-hmm. and lots of libertarians he talks to are just so their brain is all logical all the time that mm-hmm. they just can't conceive of things like that, so they just like laugh about it or whatever. And so the libertarians that they are of that mindset, they like to get together.
Yeah, well, that's interesting because there's so many people up here in New Hampshire as part of this migration. I mean, Joe, that's the reason why you moved here. It's the reason why I moved here. It's the reason Bonnie moved here. It's because there's a bunch of people coming together. And really the only thing that binds us all together is the belief in individual freedom, the idea that you own yourself and you should be free to make choices for your life, whether they be good or bad or whatever. The government shouldn't be involved. Some people would describe themselves as libertarian. Others might use the term anarchist or voluntarist or something like that. But that's where the similarities end. I mean, after that, you've got people who might be, a dyed-in-the-wool Christian as far as their beliefs are concerned. You've got Arya's a Satanist. Then you've got, spiritual folks or, Jewish people or whatever, Muslims. I mean, there's people of all not just religious beliefs, but also, as you pointed out here, some people, they're into having a psychic experience, and other people are total skeptics of that kind of thing. I like to consider myself open-minded about that. I wouldn't say I've ever had a psychic experience. Certainly, I've been on the same wavelength as other people. Like, Bonnie, you and I frequently will have the same thoughts at the same time.
At the very most, I've had some really interesting dreams that help me. Sometimes I can fly in my dreams.
Sure.
And I wake up and I feel really good because I was flying.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't like a good flying dream?
Yeah.
But whether or not you can read somebody else's mind or whether or not, a psychic can tell your future, I think the skeptics, are rightfully skeptical about these sorts of things because there's a lot of people out there who claim psychic ability and they are just straight up scammers. I mean, there is a lot of scamming in the world of
psychics. Well, I think it taps into your psyches, right? So I got a tarot card read a couple weeks ago, and it was like, wow, you nailed it. What I was thinking before, and like the cards were already dealt, and I just walked up to the table, and he's like, all right, let me read your card. And I was like, whoa, you nailed it.
What was it about? Like, did he ask you to ask a question in your mind, or was it your...
Yes, just have, something set in your own mind, and then he'd read off the cards. And, maybe it worked for just about anything you thought of, but it was he nailed it. It was pretty amazing.
I've been around when my boss got her tarot read back in like 2016, and it was just so on point because I knew her so well. It's just like, wow, this is so on point for her. And I've also
okay, but what does it do? Does it predict your future, or does it just tell you about yourself, or what does it do?
It depends. Like when I got my tarot read by a guy that claimed to be a witch in 2015, he told me, ask a question, but in your mind, don't ask me, and I'm just going to start reading your cards and telling you what I'm thinking. I was like, okay, so what will 2016 be like in my mind? I didn't say anything to him, and he started saying like all this stuff that seemed like it would be happening to me soon. It happened in 2016. It did.
Yeah. Actually, someone at the Woo Fest, Taryn, Taryn Lupo, he does, he has a YouTube channel that he does like readings through his YouTube channel. And I actually did it in person, over at Pork Fest, and he nailed it. I mean, like, for the rest of the time I was at the festival, I was like, wow, I was like blown away that, and you get, you know, you get to keep the rock that you chose, you know, like that. And you get to make a choice. And, it just like fell into place for me. And I'm not gonna tell you what it is. Yeah. That's on me. That's my experience. But, I mean, you just got to try it, and then maybe it does something for you. I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't consider Taryn to be somebody who's a scam artist. So, I mean, you know, it may be difficult to pick out the scammers from the real ones.
I just think that it's crazy to think that it would be impossible to do something like that, considering the fact that, like, almost everyone has had the experience of, like, somebody walks in the room and you get a vibe from them. Either, oh, this is not a good person, this is a bad person, or, like, oh, that person's in a bad mood and they haven't really said anything verbally, but there's all these nonverbal things going on that people can pick up on.
That's true. I mean, vibrations are real. I mean, that's what the whole of quote-unquote reality is made out of, right? Like vibrations, whether it be light vibrations or whether it be, you know, a sound vibration, all of the things that we think are hard are really just vibrating at some low level, and you know, we can't pass through them, but there's a lot of air in those supposedly solid things. It's all different vibrations that we're interpreting with our senses. So
yeah, and like
something to that,
your body language tells a lot too. And people know about this, and they study this. They actually, like, you know, they'll go to school for it. Or I remember there's a book out there that an FBI, former FBI agent wrote about body language. And actually, a lot of people who play poker read this book. Mm-hmm. And it makes sense, you know.
Tells.
Yeah, tells. Well, very slight ones, you know.
People have them, for sure. So, anything else that you know of that's specifically going on out at the Woo Fest?
Yes.
This week?
On, I think, Monday or Tuesday, whatever was the first day of Woo Fest, they had a like guided meditation with every single person there. Well, I don't know if some people opted out, but it was a lot of people doing a group meditation together to, I don't know what they would have called it, so I don't want to like make it sound crazy, but they were wanting to call a fifth dimensional being, and some of them have told me that they saw like 6 UFOs.
Wow.
And they're trying it again Friday, so I'm excited to hear what happens.
I wonder if they got video of the UFOs.
I don't know. I didn't ask that many questions.
Well, I guess the aliens were supposed to come today, according to the L.A. Bible. What was it? It was an opinion article.
The L.A. Bible?
Yeah, it's a news site, but it's an opinion site. I'll bring it up in a little bit. But, okay. You know, people were predicting that aliens were going to be coming today.
What were they supposed to do?
Good
here.
Question. I don't know. Like, you know, just an encounter. Like,
where was it supposed to happen?
Well, this is a very big article, but I'll go over it. But it was definitely nailing certain aspects of where we are as a society, and we should probably expect these things. Like, maybe they did put us here. Like, they seeded the earth with us, and it's like, oh, we're failing. We gotta come back now.
Clean it up.
Yeah, we gotta make sure that we take care of this.
Could they just, like, maybe do some sort of a ray on the government that, I don't want to kill them, but just, you know, make them disappear, maybe transport them to another planet or something like that? Let's just zap them, and then poof, gone.
Well, maybe the attendees at Woo Fest will throw that vibration hard enough out there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And they'll come and visit them there, and maybe they'll convince them to shut down the swamp.
Yeah, the meditation isn't a success until you actually get the aliens to land and help us out.
Exactly.
That's what needs to happen.
And if any aliens are listening right now, move to New Hampshire. So, I mean, the good aliens, the good ones.
Bring us your UFO technology.
Well, it is good that we have so many people here that people can find kind of their crowd. They can find the people that are like them amongst the thousands of people who've moved here. Again, not everybody's going to get along, and that's okay, because we have enough of a large enough movement to where you can be friends with the ones that you get along with, and you don't have to like try to hang out with the 10 libertarians that right. are in Los Angeles or whatever.
Yeah, I felt very lonely where I was from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Me too. Okay, 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. You can call in about anything you want, talk about what we're talking about, or bring up your own subject. This is Free Talk Live.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-9 7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome
that you control to call in and talk about anything that's on your mind or whatever we're talking about, you can call in to 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
It's Ian.
And Joa.
And we've been talking so far about libertarians that believe in aliens. But I'd like to switch to talking about what me and Ian were just up to.
Oh, yeah.
Right before the show, Ian, there was a meeting at 5:30. What was it about?
Yeah, so it was a meeting with some, I would say, movers and shakers in the realm of New Hampshire independence, the idea of the state of New Hampshire declaring independence from the United States. And it's an idea that I think for a long time has had a fair amount of support, but we've yet to see any state representatives willing to actually step forward, because I know there are a bunch of state reps that support the idea.
Yeah.
Privately.
One of the terms that most libertarians like to use is the word decentralized. And if we can decentralize, who's in control and, localize it, then we're going to be better off. You know?
Absolutely. I can't imagine somebody out there thinks that we would be better off with the United States government. I mean,
I'm sure there's lots of people that think that, but they're sadly mistaken.
I want to hear from them. If there's somebody out there at 603-283-6160, if you think we're better off with the United States government, I want to hear from you, and I want to hear why. Because go ahead, persuade me, because I think I agree with you, Joa, that decentralization is better. Having these humongous governments. Look, it was true with the Soviet Union. Those former Soviet states, they're better off today than they were under the Soviet control. It's true with the EU. That's why the Great Britain left. Like, screw this. We can make more decisions for ourselves. This isn't benefiting us. We're out of here.
Right.
And people voted for that. And I think the same thing is true of the United States. So,
and well, people are wondering, oh, how are you going to defend from foreign invasions? Well, New Hampshire has the most machine guns, as I heard.
Per capita, is that right?
Yeah, per capita.
That's pretty good. That's a good start. And
yeah.
New Hampshire has just a lot of guns, period. There's just, machine guns or rifles or pistols or whatever, shotguns. New Hampshire's got a lot of gun freedom. It has had gun freedom for many years. Even the Democrats in New Hampshire kind of get gun freedom, and they own guns in a lot of cases. We're raised on farms and raised with, shooting guns.
Yeah, I saw a lady today that has, Bernie stickers all over her car. She was wearing a shirt that said, "Trust the government." I mean, you can trust the government. Just ask any Native American. And I was just like, wow. So
yeah, she's an interesting lady. But so even the lefties kind of get it in New Hampshire. They know they can't pass gun restrictions here very easily. Whenever there's a gun restriction proposal that shows up, the gun owners crowd into the hearing chamber, and it's just hours and hours of testimony about why this thing shouldn't pass, and it never does. New Hampshire, if anything, has actually loosened up on its gun.
You still go to Vermont and you can see gun racks in people's trucks and stuff still, and with the full shotgun or rifle right there in the back of their window.
Yeah, Vermont has a fair amount of gun freedoms as well. And it's no surprise that New Hampshire and Vermont are two of the safest states as far as violent crime and murder rates are concerned. But there are still, despite the freedoms that New Hampshire has when it comes to guns, if the federal government weren't in the way, we'd have even more. Because there's a whole lot of federal restrictions on what you can and can't buy legally in the United States. Not to mention that, you wouldn't be paying income tax to the federal government anymore. You wouldn't be obligated to follow whatever stupid regulations they have, for your business or, whatever obligations that they've forced upon you. I mean, the amount of freedom that we would just instantly have by leaving the United States.
During the meeting, I heard somebody say that we're like a donator to the federal government.
A donor state, as it's called, yeah.
Yeah, so what does that mean?
So it sounds like more money leaves the state versus comes in.
That's
from,
correct.
The feds.
They're just leeching on us anyway.
Yes, so every state, there's a certain amount of money that is paid in income taxes to the federal government, and then there's a certain amount that every state gets as far as handouts, right? So if you, for instance, in a lot of states, if you agree to have a seatbelt law, the federal government will give you $2 million a year or whatever the amount is. So there's all these, these giveaways, if you will, these agreements. There's also a bunch of federal money that goes out for, internet and for trying to indoctrinate children. So there's a bunch of money that goes to schools. There's all kinds of grants. There's all kinds of these things.
It's endless, really.
And they all come with strings attached.
Exactly.
So you don't just get $1 million for some program that you have at the state level. You have to do X, Y, and Z. So if you want the federal money for schools, you have to implement the federal curriculum. You have to put in the federal drug enforcement agent or whatever. Like, there's all kinds of things. So all of those things would go away with secession. So we shouldn't use the term secession. That's one of the things we talked about. New Hampshire independence.
Yeah.
Right? So that's a much more friendly way of talking about what we want to see happen.
One of the things that I don't think got brought up during the meeting, but is very important to think about, is the government has been wanting to, talking about, I'm not sure if they already decided they're going to, but talking about deploying, like, federal police to every state. I don't think we need that.
Well, they already have that.
But what was it? Didn't you hear about that earlier this year?
Are you saying, like, patrolling our streets kind of thing?
Yeah, they have their own headquarters and patrol our streets, but federal police.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay. I've not heard that proposal. I know that we already have the Federal Protective Service, which does... It'll go anywhere where there's any federal office. So there's federal, you know, agencies everywhere here in...
I can pull up a story about it. It's not something that already exists.
So it would be a new federal police.
Yeah, they want to add more to each state.
Yeah, there's already the FBI there in every state.
Yep.
The Federal Protective Service, if you do something at a federal office... Like, for instance, years ago, Russell Canning went to the IRS office, and his wife actually went there to do a protest. They got arrested. It was the Federal Protective Service that came out to protect the IRS.
We also have the Border Patrol, right? So anything within 50 miles of the border is considered, you know,
I think it's 100
federal
miles.
Control. Is it 100
miles?
100 miles,
oh, yeah, okay. Which is most of New Hampshire.
Yeah, and as far as I'm concerned, we should just get the FBI out of our state.
I totally agree. I mean, I think the federal government should get out of the New Hampshire and all these other states as well.
They should be out of everyone's lives, honestly.
And I think it would be a huge boon to the economy. We'd have way more freedom to run a business. We'd have more freedom to choose what kind of money that we want, because we wouldn't be tied necessarily to the U.S. dollar. And I think we could protect ourselves. I mean, you know, I don't think that's really a concern. I know a lot of the conservatives, that's going to be their main objection, is that they love the military and they want to keep the military. It's like, hey, look.
We could form our own military.
You could. And it could be done on a voluntary basis. And it could be funded voluntarily as well. Like, I don't want a tax-funded military. If you think defense is a good thing, put your money towards it.
Yeah, desocialize defense, including police forces.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're right, Bonnie. Desocialize is a good word there, and I think a lot of conservatives would not want to admit that the military is a socialist program.
Yeah, when Joa and I went to counter-protest some right-wingers who were in Keene Central Square saying things like, defend the police, we want to give more money to the police, back the blue and all this stuff, Joa and I went to counter-protest them, and I kept saying to them, you guys are socialists, and they did not understand that. They're like, y'all are the socialists, I'd pay for you to sit on the couch and smoke joints all day. I was like, no you don't.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
They don't understand they're socialists. Nope.
I love being facetious with them. It was hilarious.
It was hilarious. Okay, 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. border officials recorded more than 210,000 encounters with illegal immigrants crossing the southern border in July alone, a number not experienced in decades. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas made a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday and is downplaying the July encounters number.
The situation at the border is one of the toughest challenges we face. We have seen surges in migration before. We've seen them in the past, and migration surges are not new.
The U.S. Census Bureau releasing numbers showing America's white population shrank to a key mark for the first time in U.S. history. For the first time since the census was conducted, the number of white Americans fell to below 60%. That number now stands at 58%. USA Radio News. The first ever Major League Baseball game to be played in Iowa is set for tonight. The Chicago White Sox will play the New York Yankees at 6 o'clock Central Time in the Field of Dreams game, which is being played at the site of the 1989 film near Dyersville. Don Lansing's family owned the land where the movie was made. And as for planting corn after the movie was complete...
And it was just so beautiful that it was miraculous that I couldn't possibly do it. I mean, even when some of the crew members left, they told me there's magic out here.
This field.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Today Show. The Texas Border Coalition is hoping the federal government will reopen land bridges to tourists. Coalition member Laredo Mayor Pete Sines says not letting tourists in hurts the border economy and overall health. The coalition set to meet with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. It's talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind or just bring up whatever we're talking about. You can comment on whatever we're talking about. So far, we've been talking about aliens and secession. But I want to talk to you right now about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There is no longer an excuse for ignoring this important, world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. That's Bitcoin.com. And I'm just going to go straight to the phones. We have Greg calling from New York. Greg, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just great. Can you hear me?
Yeah, and you said you wanted to talk about intermediaries.
Yes, I want to talk about disintermediation. I brought it up last night. And I had more to say about it.
What is it? What is disintermediation?
Disintermediation is when you have intermediaries carrying your messages between people, effectuating your transactions. So, for example, a bank, if I send you money on Zelle or whatever, the banks are the ones that are moving those little numbers in the computers.
So cutting out the middleman is another way to put that then.
Yeah, probably an easier way to say it. Yeah. So the thing is, the government relies on these middlemen because they can squeeze them for getting to you, you know, or making sure that you are not able to do these things anymore. When it comes to big tech, you know, Facebook, et cetera, we somehow got into a place where we're all communicating on these privately owned giant platforms. And the government is looking to sort of do something about them, or maybe not. No one's really sure what you're supposed to do. Whereas, you know, disintermediating that would be like peer-to-peer social networking, which is not a very robust space right now.
Mm-mm.
But when it comes to transactions, you know, in the last 10 years since Bitcoin, we've got so many different choices now of peer-to-peer networks. Some are encrypted, like Monero, or I should say they're private, and others are not. Bitcoin, I would say, is like not really private. You know, everything's public. But you could say you could stay anonymous if you, you know, until you're finally revealed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're revealed, you can sort of like publish your private key. So you could say anybody could have been anybody. You know what I mean? So you can sort of stay anonymous by publishing your private key. But anyway, so my point is this. The government seems to be, the U.S. government, really interested to dox people who are engaging in financial transactions because they would like to see more taxes paid to the IRS.
Yeah, and they also want to know about you. They want to know everything that you're doing, not just because they want to tax you, but because they also want to control you. They want to have the ability to know what you're buying at the grocery store. They want to have the knowledge of when you go to the store, when you go to get gasoline. They want to know everything about you because they're obsessed with control.
Like they have easy passes in cars, right?
Sure.
That's the most obvious.
That's where it gets dangerous because, yeah, first you understand what everyone is doing, and then you could do what they're doing in China, for example, the social credit system, where essentially, you know, it's very antithetical to liberal democracy. They're basically saying, it's interesting, rather than arresting you, let's say, as the U.S. does, for drug sales or possession or I don't know, whatever, and putting you in the largest prison system, they will kind of take away your rights little by little, and you get the point. But the problem is that they won't just do it for drugs or whatever. They'll also do it for criticizing the government or doing something that they, you know, not being a good citizen or some whatever.
Yeah, they already admitted this year. Yeah, sorry. They already admitted this year that they want to go over people who are critical of the government or who think the government is illegitimate, which it is.
Well, that's the thing. So, you know, it starts like that, and then it goes, see, there's dangers both ways. So the other way is end-to-end encryption. You know, you could say that people could do murder for hire, or they could do child sex trafficking, or terrorists could plan their next attack on an encrypted, service. So
sounds like the government
there.
Is. You're talking about the government here? What they do?
Well, so, I mean, so there is danger, obviously, in letting anyone do anything in secret, but on the other hand, there's danger in letting the government see everything. What I would like to say is, in my experience, I found that if you're sneaking around behind the government's back with encryption, the problem is you've already lost, because the problem is your government is too, you got to change your government. Sneaking around is a last resort. You don't want your government to have a social credit system in the first place. That's the real solution, is try to improve your society.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing is, that's coming. I mean, they're already rolling out a caste system with the vaccinated versus unvaccinated. They've got their little health pass that they're rolling out.
In Philadelphia, they're saying that unvaccinated people have to wear two masks.
Los Angeles now, San Francisco also coming on board as the newest cities that are going to require the vaccine passport in order to go into any sort of indoor public space, such as restaurants, movie theaters, concert venues, gyms. We already saw New York City announcing that just within, a week from today. And now San Francisco and Los Angeles are jumping on board. It's only a matter of time before we see entire states mandating this. And so you basically have a caste system, which could very well easily lead to what you're talking about with this.
I've seen
social credit.
On the opposite side of things is that last week we were talking about this Italian restaurant. I think it was in
Huntington Beach, the one where...
Yes. And then he's like, I only want unvaccinated people to come to my restaurant.
Yeah.
So I support that. I mean, I wouldn't discriminate, but, you know,
it's
I think it's
right.
Important.
It's his right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dave.
Apple is very interesting. No one's really talking about this. Apple has implemented a new system where your phone will scan your photos.
Oh, we talked about it.
Yeah.
We talked about it. Apple OS, iOS 15 is supposedly when that's going to begin, presuming they weren't already secretly doing it. But yeah, that's something that's pretty scary.
They're going to be scanning everybody with iOS 15 on their phones through their pictures, and they're going to report if they have child pornography, which could, you know, there's so many issues you can run into with that, like something that looks like, you know, but it isn't actually anything like that, you know, CP.
Someone should develop an app to scan all government officials' phones, make sure they're not fascists.
I think they pretty much all are. Greg, anything else you want to share?
I just wanted to say it's all sides of the same coin. End-to-end encryption is what enables private communication and private transaction. What's interesting is that we've sort of allowed end-to-end encryption to take hold. There are countries that don't, like Monaco, Dubai, Emirates. They actually ban encryption. You can't use encryption in the country.
Wow. Yeah.
So, legally, I mean, people are using WebRTC. People are probably using Skype. But technically, it's not legal to do so.
But how would they know if it's encrypted? I mean,
It's using a protocol, I guess, that they can see. But anyway, all I'm trying to say is, I'm actually agnostic. I used to believe that end-to-end encryption is super important until I realized it's actually a symptom of your government that you have to sneak around and encrypt things. I think you should encrypt things when you're trying to, you know, hide them from your neighbor or whatever for privacy. But if there is a due process and they, in a court case, they need to subpoena the evidence, there should be decryption keys, I think.
You think the government should have decryption keys?
I didn't say the courts were going to be run by the government. I think our societies should have a due process, whether it's centralized or whether it's the polycentric.
I don't think the encryption people would ever agree with that. No. I mean, there's no way that the people who create encryption are ever going to agree to having a master key out because it's ripe for abuse. Thanks for the call, Greg. I appreciate it, man.
I believe in privacy.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think out there about de-intermediarizing? I'm not sure how you would say that. Taking out the middleman. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live. It's a live call-in talk radio show where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the number you need to get on the air with us. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you have me, Bonnie.
It's Ian.
And Joa.
And last call we had brought up a topic that is kind of related to some show prep Joe had. Should cops be implementing, laws?
The caller was talking about how, the encryption and cryptocurrencies is not really secure and that everything's really open, right? Is that what he was going for on that?
I think it was a little more of a deeper opinion than that. He seemed to sort of support encryption, but at the same time, he was saying that courts, even if they weren't run by the government, should be able to break encryption.
Yeah, because he made a comment that I wanted to touch on, but I didn't really get to last segment, where he was saying, well, with encrypted things like Monero, you can do illegal things. And I just wanted to say, yeah, like with cash. You can do that with cash.
Sure, right.
Anyways, so Joa, should cops be in the world of crypto?
Well, the article is saying that from the Bloomberg opinion, the new crypto economy could use a cop on the beat. Bitcoin and its ilk were supposed to eliminate financial intermediaries. Instead, the middlemen are piling up and creating a new sort of systemic risk. So, I think what they're trying to talk about here is that, you know, it's creating another problem that the government needs to like start following more of, so that they can basically track us, right?
What's the problem exactly?
Well, the problem is that they are losing control.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, right? They're losing control. That's what the whole point of it is.
Oh, and of course, yeah.
Is that what this person's saying? I mean, do you want to read the piece?
Sure, I'll read more of this. There's an irony in the rise of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. They were supposed to usher in a new paradigm of finance. obviating the need to trust centralized institutions, yet people are increasingly interacting with them through precisely such institutions. Hardly a week goes by without news of some financial intermediary, some well known as Fidelity or Goldman Sachs, others less so, delving into the largely unregulated realm, seeking to profit from the speculative fervor.
That much is true as far as we are seeing intermediaries pop up in the world of cryptocurrency. It certainly wasn't the vision of Satoshi Nakamoto. I mean, Bitcoin was created as a peer-to-peer electronic cash system. You look at the white paper, that's what it's titled. That's what it was supposed to be. But I don't think it's, you know, unpredictable or unbelievable that this would happen, because not everyone is ready to be their own bank. Not everyone is ready to take on that level of responsibility. I mean, I'm somebody who's done a lot of crypto outreach. I've helped a lot of people get set up with their first crypto wallet, and I've seen a lot of people fail at it. I've seen people, you know, and I've told them, write down your backup phrase.
Oh, sure.
You know, write down your username, write down your password, and they don't take it seriously, and then their phone gets dropped in a toilet or something, you know, something breaks, and then they get a new phone, and they call me up and say, hey, where's my crypto? And I said, well, did you write down your backup phrase? What do you mean? Well, sorry. It's gone forever. However much you had, hopefully it was only a few bucks worth, because it's not coming back. You can't get access to it.
That lack of responsibility is really just a symptom of a nanny state government that we have.
Maybe the nanny state government's a symptom of people's lack of responsibility. I mean, chicken or the egg.
I don't know. I think over time they've taken away people's, like, thought process that, you know, you should be in charge of things like teaching your children math and reading. Like, we don't do that anymore.
No, they have taken that away from people. You're right. I mean, the government has taken responsibility, and people have allowed the responsibility to be taken. So there's an argument that that's exactly what people wanted, that the government's only giving people what they want in that particular way.
Look, people still argue about, and the news always brings it up, is, what do you think about self-checkout lines? Oh, come on, people. Like, there's more important things to be, like, talking about. Like, if anything, I find it a convenience, but it's a whole other topic. It saves me time. And if it saves me time, I can make more money. You know, so why, you know, don't these things that are actually helping the world? I think we need to eliminate jobs that are, you know, low skilled, tedious. Like,
I think grocery stores should be a giant vending machine.
I say the only reason that people are still working at Target is because they haven't figured out that they don't need to work at Target.
Yep.
Like, there's other things you could be doing.
Sure, and I'm with you as far as let's encourage people to be more responsible. Let's put whatever incentives are in place, you know, we can put in place to encourage that responsibility. But I think the reality is, and I think we've seen it crystal clear over the last year and a half with COVID and how people responded to that, is people don't want responsibility. People want to be told what to do. They want to have somebody out there be their big mommy and daddy in government, and they want to feel safe, and that's why they love the government. And that's why Jeremy Kaufman is absolutely right in the debate that he had with the Libertarian Party chick to explain why it was that the Free State Project and that migrating libertarians to New Hampshire is the best bet. Because the fact is, if it's true what I'm saying about people, and it sure as hell looks like it's true based on the huge numbers of people that love to mask up, love to obey the government, love to pay taxes and, you know, be controlled and told what to do, we're not changing those people's minds. It doesn't matter. I mean, the Libertarian Party's been trying for 50 years to change those people's minds, and they haven't gotten more than 2% in any kind of, like, federal election ever.
Or even just a House seat. You're not going to see that.
And that's because people want, whether they want to be controlled themselves, they can't let go of the desire to control others at the very least. But I think a lot of people want to be told what to do. They seem to be into it. And so, you know, what are the chances we're ever going to swing those people into our belief system? We're not going to. That's why we've got to get people together. That's why people need to leave where they are. If you're in Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York City, Philadelphia, Hawaii, these places where they're just cranking back up with the police state and the tyranny and the mask mandates and all this stuff, the vaccine mandates, you think it's going to get better where you are? I mean, are the restaurants really that good? Is that why you're staying there?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
The restaurants are going to be closed this winter.
Yeah. A lot more of them are going to go out of business.
If you're not from New Hampshire, you're not living in New Hampshire, come on up here, go to WooFest, fix your spiritual realm and get things working again.
You believe in liberty.
Yeah, like, right. Yeah, we don't want people that believe in slavery to come here. But, yeah, I want to hear more if you've got more of this opinion piece.
The crypto was supposed to render governments and banks obsolete. Mm-hmm. In their place, software protocols would issue money in the form of digital tokens and voluntary network of computers would maintain a public ledger or blockchain that allowed people to transact directly using cryptographic keys to demonstrate ownership. Yet, this brave new world has its own problems. Security is a constant issue, as this week's $600 million hack on the Poly Network protocol.
I heard about that.
Yeah, these never stop. And I almost feel like these are, you know,
set up
inside jobs.
Yeah.
Something they could be.
Yeah. I believe that about the pipeline.
This is distribution of wealth when they ever do this. And, let's just say it's someone in the government. Let's be a conspiracy theorist. Someone in the government's, like, doing that. Like, this is how they're going to get control of crypto. It's just keep, making up these threats. And guess what? Taxpayers have to pay for crypto, and buy up something, some exchange and throw money at that. I don't know. It just disappears. It's just crazy. So it goes on to say there is no help desk to contact if you send tokens to the wrong address. Nope. Or your keys are lost or stolen, which has happened to me, by the way.
I've lost some stuff.
Yeah. And it's a learning lesson, right?
It is. Yeah. You got to learn the hard way in life.
I really learned not to keep my money in the fiat currencies, and the bank is definitely the least trusting thing out there. They're the ones that are trying to control everything, so why would I want to keep my money with them, So while price swings render cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin largely useless for savings or purchases, other than the illegal kind. Oh, okay. The computing
power. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Cryptocurrencies are way better than a savings account. I mean, if you just look at, day to day, they're going to go up and down. So if you put something into crypto today, it might go down tomorrow. Sure. And we can't guarantee you that it's ever going to go up again, but it sure does look like it's going to. I mean, over time, crypto, not just Bitcoin, but a lot of them, have rallied up and have had price increases over time. I mean, it tends to be a pretty good investment to do what is called dollar cost averaging, where you drop some dollars into your favorite crypto once a week. Or
it's natural, unlike what government does.
What do you think? Do you want to be in control of your finances? Call us at 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.